This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you there. I want you engaged. I want you to know what's going on. I know some of you like to watch the show. They're having some camera difficulties, but hey, whatever. Content is content. And I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're, you know, again, on the air, being involved, being engaged, and paying attention to what's going on around you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live there, take the poll. There's a chat room going on there where the people smarter than I are in the chat room. And they just, you know, we have to converse with each other, even when we're on the same side, because we're not all on the same page. And frankly, the side we should be on is the side of America, the side for the United States, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, not the decline of states, not the Green Party, not the parties. Even George Washington was not a fan of the parties. Many people were not a fan of the parties. Because where's your allegiance go? I have gotten in fights with people in my party because a registered Democrat was a better person for the job than a Republican. The Republican was a weasel. And I go, no way. How do we get behind somebody who's less qualified, who can't get the job done? Why would we do that? What kind of sense does that make? On what planet does that make sense? Hey, go away. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So Joe Biden's career, is it really a testament to the hard left, the turn of the Democratic Party? I mean, look at everything that they're doing. Look at where they're at. You know, a number of the stances, the former moderate, he's now got to back away from. You know, he's now got to tell people how bad it is, and he didn't mean what he believed before. You know, I always thought it was kind of funny. He was kind of the punching boy for Obama, right? He'd have to come out and say, you know, we really have to relook at this whole same-sex marriage thing. We got to get, you remember when he came out and did that whole thing? And how he evolved? You realize that, you know, he was the guinea pig. He was the canary in the coal mine, if you would. They sent him out there to see how the general public would respond. And when they saw, this ain't too bad, then what did they do? They sent out our pal Obama came out. Mrs. Clinton came out. All of a sudden, they all had this revelation, this moment. The clouds opened up. God zapped them. And supposedly, they came to their senses. That's how they do everything. And then they go get the nastiest of the nasty to do these rallies and what have you, because a lot of the people on the right, and even moderate Democrats, they don't want to deal with all this craziness. So Joe Biden right now is topping pretty much every poll that comes across that has to do with him being president, running for president. And he's still mulling over whether, you know, he's too old to run. Some people say he's the most qualified person for the position. But I don't think he can beat Trump. I really don't. I mean, they're going to come after him. Listen, I will lose total. I will lose all hope for this country if they were to elect a Joe Biden in a landslide. Look at the people they get behind. They think it's okay. You see all those pictures of creepy Joe. And it's okay. Is it really okay? The left really feel that that's okay? I'm more curious than anything else. Then again, the idea that, experience is a determining factor for voters. I mean, really, the past two presidents have had very little policy experience. You know, they love to make fun of Donald Trump, and I always think that's hilarious. How many votes did Obama actually take when he was in Illinois? I mean, votes. I'm not saying present. That doesn't mean anything. Most of the Democratic field, at least the senators, have never voted for any consequential legislation. The most significant position, it seems, is how melodramatic a candidate can get about the imagine of how bad Donald, the imagined darkness, negativity, the crime-ridden Donald Trump is. And when it comes to hyperbole, Biden wrote the book. You know, for Biden, another question remains. Think about this. If his history and experience in Washington, D.C., right, he arrived there in 73. I mean, D.C. should have some kind of permit for living there that gets yanked every 15 years. They shouldn't be around that long. Right? I mean, he claims that his experience, right, him being there since 73... is why we should vote for him, because he knows how to move around the Senate. He knows how to move around the House. He knows how to move around D.C., which for me is the three strikes that puts him out not to be there anymore. And now he's running around with all this experience that he has. He's decided to start running around and telling people how much he regrets his past decisions. So on one hand, he's telling you the reason I'm the right guy for the job is because I've been in D.C. I know the program. I know how it works. Oh, and by the way, I have blown it badly over the years. So I want some more time to spend more time in D.C. to blow it even worse. What do you think? How about giving me a chance? What have you got to win? Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for the break. Really, don't go far. I'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin right while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
All right, all right. Sit down. Get off the dance floor. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate it. I really, honestly. I mean, I know some guys say it, and maybe you think I'm just saying it, but I'm not. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. It's nice to know that I'm not just sitting here talking to myself and Tammy. And half the time, she doesn't listen to me, so it really doesn't matter when I'm talking to her. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Listen, help the show. Okay, let's have a moment of clarity here, okay? Facebook has caused many, many, many conservative radio show hosts and others some deep financial hardship. because they use those numbers of viewers to sell their product, if you would. The product is the show, right? You get sponsors when you can get in front of eyeballs. Twitter, major, major problems with Twitter in getting the message out. We've been playing around. Look, if you're following me on the real side, you're following me on Joe Messina, please, you can abandon those two and go to Real Joe Messina. All right? Over at Twitter, if you're following us on Twitter, go to Real Joe Messina. We're not seeing anywhere the numbers we have in our other Twitters, but we're seeing people getting the message. That means it's getting out. Tweets are getting out. And they weren't on the other two. So these are all things, you know, Patreon. It was hard to find Patreon. Hard to get, they're doing that conservatives. And I'm not even the big guy on the totem pole, as they say. So if you head over to the website, or you pull the website down your phone, whatever it is that you do, there's a donate button on the website. Use it. And help keep the show rolling forward. I'm trying to get the CPAC this year. And I think President Trump's going to be there. I think Vice President Pence is going to be there and others. You know, they're trying to get support. They're trying to move things along. It's one of the biggest conservative, action conventions there is. And we've broadcast there for years. And the first time I was asked, some of you were new to the show, but I think the first or second time I was asked, I was voted, or remember I was in there as one of the top 25 fastest moving conservative talk show hosts in the business.
Yeah, whatever.
I know. Well, they didn't say I was good looking.
I did.
You did, but you're biased. Right? So, anyway, it was a lot of fun. I got that 2 years in a row. And then I got old. Then, you know, it's over. You know what happens? They kick you to the curb and... 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, okay? And, all right, so, you know, we're talking about Joe Biden and how he turns around and he says that his experience is why we should elect him. His experience is why we should consider him. He's had, 50 years? I mean, seriously, how long has he been there? Since the 70s, early 70s. So, yeah, you're coming up on almost 50 years of him being in D.C., who wants to be at that place? I mean, great place to go visit. There's history there. You can feel the history there. But who in God's creation wants to live in that D.C. mess? And I'm talking about the political mess, people. If you live in if you've got a home there or a nice apartment or whatever, good for you. God bless. Seriously. So how does Biden feel about his 35-plus years of supporting virtually every expansion of the drug war, mass incarceration, even authoring the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act? Well, now he regrets it. Oh, yeah. He regrets having been involved in any of that. Right? How does he feel about his vote to repeal the Glass-Steagall, which Democrats like to blame for the 2007 recession? He regrets it. How does he feel about his vote to authorize the use of force in Iraq? He regrets it. maybe he regrets going to D.C. I mean, think about that. Think about what he's saying. Hey, I'm Joe Biden. I'd like you to consider me for president.
And I've screwed up.
All right? I've got a record you can count on. You can count on me consistently getting it wrong. I authored the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act. What a terrible thing to do. But I did it. And then I voted to repeal the Glass-Steagall. And that may have led us in the 2017 recession, but boy, I was willing to take the mantle and run with it. And then the authorization of use to use force in Iraq, another vote I should have never taken. But I did it. So vote for me in 2020 for president, because I'll get another five big ones wrong. I mean, how do you even sell that? Biden never really, and he never really explained his 1996 support for the conservative policy victories like, you know, welfare reform. I mean, He was part of that. He was into that. He knew that that was the right thing to do at the time. He even voted for the for an iteration of the welfare reform bill that Bill Clinton vetoed. So even though he knew Bill wasn't going to sign it, Bill wasn't Billy Bob wasn't into it, he went for it anyway. He had very strong support for what should have been or looked like it was going to be a pro-bank bankruptcy bill in 2005, right? It went to the anti-capitalist progressive dogmatists, or his vote for the, oh, that immoral border wall in 2006. I mean, is this going to be an apology tour for all these people? Really, really, give some thought to what they've been doing. So, I think his biggest regret is not making it as president. That's what I think. When he's not regretting his past, he's evolving on life's little issues. Biden gave a speech to a gay marriage advocacy group in 2015, only a couple of years after his boss, ex-president Barack Oblamo, finally decided it was safe to support same-sex marriage. Now, think about that. They don't even check in the air. In 1983, there was a Harvard student making the constitutional rights for gay marriage. He says, I'm going to quote directly. Biden said, human right radiates from the Constitution, shedding light on the central values of freedom and equality. That was the basis on which I took on the Judge Bork. Yeah, it's again, just amazing. And what about the sneaky dishonesty of a statement when you look at what Joe Biden's shamelessness is all about? When he says he evolved. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot happening.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has again said no to President Trump, telling him he cannot come to the House chamber to deliver the State of the Union address while the government remains shut down. The official word came in a letter. Pelosi says she won't call a joint session of Congress to hear from President Trump while the shutdown continues to drag on. Pelosi spoke to the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
The shutdown must end, and it must end now.
President Trump accused Pelosi of not wanting to hear the truth.
She's afraid of the truth, and the super left Democrats, the radical Democrats, what's going on in that party is shocking.
The president says he'll announce his plans for next Tuesday very soon. Votes are expected on Thursday in the Senate on border security and funding parts of the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera.
That was me in the low part.
But the one that I love from the USA is standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation, always. It's a lot more fun when you're engaged and involved, seriously. You know, again, some of you know I have the TV going on over my shoulder. Yeah, that's the catch, any of the craziness that might be going on. You know, I think we were one of the few ones that jumped all over George H.W. Bush's death. It happened close to the end of the show, right? I mean, we're 10 minutes from ending the show, and we were able to grab that and talk about it and what have you. So it wasn't great as we were able to, great thing that we caught his death, but, you know, a great thing that we're able to report on it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I think I have a, we'll hope this works. Everything else is working so well. I think we have a clip of Joe Biden talking about some of his regrets. I'm not so sure. Let's check it out.
I know we haven't always gotten things right. That Barack and I finally reduced the disparity in sentencing, which we've been fighting to eliminate, in crack cocaine versus powder cocaine. It was a big mistake when it was made. We thought we were told by the experts that crack, you never go back. It was somehow fundamentally different. It's not different. But it's trapped an entire generation.
Joe Biden!
You know, perfect. Joe Biden again, admitting more fault. Now look it, I've said this a million times. You make a mistake, that's cool. That's all right. I got it. We all make mistakes. But don't sit there like a Nancy Pelosi, start talking about what a wonderful legislator you are, how great you are, how the world couldn't do without you, basically. Biden's sitting there telling you about he's got X amount of years at this, and, you know, he knows D.C., he knows how to move in and out, he's aware of his mistakes. And that's what's going to make him a good president. I love it. You know, and when you think the subtlety behind some of the comments they make, As one writer says, it's one thing to say that you've evolved on an issue, right? Biden has to claim that the evolution on virtually every issue he's been against, as it changes, or as he perceives it to change. Now, you think about something. Even if only his side was for it, a lot of times when these guys made decisions on what to do, what to vote for, what kind of legislation to push forward, there was a lot more they were willing to take the chance on the other side voting slash not voting for them. So when they put certain laws forward, they knew they'd lose some of their own voters on their side, Democrats, for instance, but they also knew they'd pick up a boatload on the right side of the particular issue. So they were okay with it. That doesn't happen anymore. They only pull one side now. And when you think about the ugly tactics that have been, you know, put forward, I'm sorry, even though I'm a Republican, I'm not sticking up for the Republicans, but that ugliness, those games played, they are played by the far left, the ones that want to be in power for a long time. And they're still being used. Look what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. Again, where are the apologies? First of all, when Professor Ford started her, you know, GoFundMe, whatever it was, she needed the money for legal fees. And then she promised to go after Kavanaugh, no matter what happened, no matter what went down, she was going to go after Kavanaugh, even if he got confirmed, her and her legal team. He got confirmed, and you know what happened? She took the money. She said, it's not worth it. We're not going to do this. The legal team got paid. She shoved her purse full of dollar bills and moved on. And then the other two that came to back her up, and frankly, I mean, think about it. Everybody she put out there as witnesses weren't witnesses. And then the other two, they came forward and said, yeah, we lied too, basically. You don't see any punishment being doled out there because they're on the left. And what are they going to go investigate to see who lied? They're going to investigate Kavanaugh, not the witnesses, who should pay for lying. Seriously, there's no way around that. They should pay for their lies. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Biden's disgraceful conduct towards Bork came in 1987. And then 11 years later, in 1996, Biden supported banning gay marriage on a state level. He voted for the Defense of Marriage Act. That's the one he's evolved from. In revisionist liberal history, a reluctant President Bill Clinton was forced to sign the law under political duress. In the real world, plenty of Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, Bob Menendez, Dick Durbin, Patrick Leahy, Patty Murray, and, of course, Joe Biden supported it. But they've all evolved. Now, see, I don't believe they've evolved because of heart reasons. I think they've evolved because of political reasons. Biden was so moved by the Harvard student statement on gay marriage that it took him 30 more years to come around. Think about it. He talks about being moved by that, but he was only moved after 30 years, I guess, of a drip, drip, drip in his brain, overhearing this thing over and over again, and all of a sudden. But about abortion, it's another good example of Biden, being enlightened. Before his vice presidential term, Biden claimed he was pro-choice. Pro-choice position. It was predicated on the notion that a person can believe the procedure ends the life, but also that it's not a political issue. But back in 1996, Biden voted for the Hyde Amendment. That was a law banning federal funds to pay for abortion. He voted to save the Hyde Amendment in 1993, and back in 1981, it was a Biden amendment to the Foreign Assistance Act that banned any American from being used in research related to abortions. Now think about how they progress. Maybe that's why they call themselves progressives, right? In 1982, reporting by Mother Jones, Biden proposed a law overturning Roe versus Wade. Let me repeat that. In 1982, now this is according to Mother Jones, Biden proposed a law overturning Roe versus Wade. In 1984, Biden supported the Mexico City policy, which bans federal funds for private organizations that provide abortion. Right? So he has all these moments. He has all these moments that it almost seems that he's a conservative. But he's not a conservative. He's actually doing the right things. He's actually doing things the American way, what the American public wanted, what is good and solid. Like this law in New York City that recently passed. That you're going to be able to have abortions pretty much right up to labor. He also voted for partial birth abortion bans. And now those were vetoed by Bill Clinton. Maybe that was a throwaway vote. They do that, you know. But I mean, think about that. Seriously, a partial birth abortion is a problem? When did that happen? Partial birth. Yeah, let me make you sick. The body is hanging out of the womb. The baby's body is out. Head, butt, feet, whatever. Whatever end is coming out first. That's the stuff that makes me sick. If we become a society, if we've gone so low, we actually are below Sodom and Gomorrah. We have become such a society, so self-absorbed, that a baby, in all its full glory, whether you believe in God or not, the miracle of the human, you've created a human. Right? Most of the time when you want an abortion because it was an accident, you can't afford to have the child. But in one accident, you created a human being. You created a life. That doesn't give you the right to snuff it up. We'll be back. More on this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and engaging and being involved. You got to engage. You got to be involved. It's really that simple. We've been spending an awful lot of time, and I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to go to this far with it anyway, on Joe Biden. And the reason we have, one of the biggest reasons we've had, because it's so much fun to do. I mean, again, when you talk about all the things he was for before he was against and vice versa, and a lot of them fall right in line with the Republican Party, or conservatives, if you would, and all of a sudden he's evolved on every one of those. But it's not like he's evolved because he really believes them. His timing for his evolutionary run here, or as he moved forward, his timing for all of this seems to always coincide just before he's going to run for office. Right? In 2016, the Democrat platform had an explicit call to repeal the Hyde Amendment. Right? Biden supported candidates who backed zero restrictions on abortion, including a presidential candidate like Hillary Clinton, whose position on abortion and same-sex marriage had evolved over the years. From seeing abortions as safe and legal and rare to supporting state funding for abortions on demand. Now, a constant theme over 50 years has been that the Republican Party is radicalizing. Even Ronald Reagan wouldn't be welcome in the new Republican Party. That's according to the Democrats. They know so much about us. Perhaps the tone of the focus of Republicans have changed, but the contemporary conservative base really still supports many of its agenda items or its basic principles for decades. Now, whether they act on them or not is a whole different story, right? Come on, we know that to be true. I mean, we talk about God and country and family, but really, what did Paul Ryan push through when it came to God, country, and family? You know, he was right up there with defunding Planned Parenthood, who, by the way, if you do a little research, they've been making buku bucks. Millions, tens of millions of dollars. Profiting tens of millions of dollars. Why are we still giving them taxpayer money? Now, Biden consistently puts back on his own record. But if you think about it, it is a testament to how he knows how to shift and pivot. Right? I mean, as the left moves to a more radical position. I mean, I really do hope that Cortez is the face of the Democrat Party. I hope she's the new wave of the new leaders in the Democrat Party. You know, they're loving socialism, rejecting border wall. Think about that. She wants socialism. Anybody or everybody who has a heartbeat, anybody who has a pulse, And is on American soil, deserves American taxpayer dollars to live and survive. She's talking about giving everybody a living wage, but not a living wage for working. The government would pay that. The government would decide. Think about all these things that she doesn't put in these words, but it's what she's saying. Government will decide where you live, how much you get paid, how much toilet paper you can use, what school you get to go to. What are you going to be when you grow up? What won't you be when you grow up? How many kids are you going to have? When do you get married? Where are you going to live when you get married? They don't realize that that is true. When you embrace socialism, those are truly the rights that you give up. And now the attacks on the Constitution, because it's outdated. Well, what is outdated about it? Really, what is outdated about their basic items in the Constitution and the amendments? Talk about freedom of speech. For the left, it's the kind of speech. So it's not quite, they don't want you to talk. They only want you to talk their way. If you say something that might be a little offensive to them, that should be taken away from you. Second Amendment, we don't need guns anymore. We have the police to protect us. Look at crime rates across now, not disparaging our police departments. Those guys are out there jumping in front of bullets for us. They can't do it all. Any one of them will tell you they can't do it all. I know people that have guns their whole life and never had a mishap. Never. And I'm not talking about a couple. I'm talking about a lot. Never pulled it out in the wrong place. Never shot somebody by accident. The gun never shot somebody by accident. I mean, New York, thank God the Supreme Court's taken it up. But New York has a law in the books where you cannot take your guns out of New York City. You can't go to a target range outside of New York City. There's so many designated ranges, and those are the places you get to go. Right? So Biden's not going away. He's going to be around for a while. You're going to see this garbage that keeps coming up with him. And you just have to keep reminding your friends around you. Truly, the friends around you. what's going on, what he did, what he really stands for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was going to go down this road, but I want to. It's coming up on election time. I know we feel like we just got through it, but you watch what happens. You're starting to see emails. You're starting to see rallies. You're starting to see people, which is fine. I don't care when they start. But I'm seeing a lot of people in my party and hearing a lot of people in my party talking, basically saying, we need to be more like them. Let that sink in. We need to be more like them. With that being said, why don't we just become them? Why don't we just re-register as them? Right, the walk away movement. I'm so sorry that has kind of lost some of its oomph, if you would. You need to get behind it. You need to help people. And don't browbeat them to come across the Republican Party, because, frankly, we're not doing as good a job as we should be. We're not fighting for the things that we say we believe. And as you come into this election cycle, and I've spoken with many people in my area, you've got to educate people. Have some coffees at your house, you know. Have 10 people from the neighborhood show up that you know are on the same page as you to a degree. And get them informed. Get them engaged. We're not going to win this unless we do. Ballot harvesting taking place all across the country. You know, I should find that video clip from November in my own neighborhood, where a young lady was almost browbeating the woman at the door, saying, no, I need to pick up your ballot. If it's not filled in, I'll help you. If it's filled in, you can't wait. It's important we get that in now. I don't want somebody at my door, or at my mother's door, or my grandmother's door, pounding on the door saying, no, I need it now. That's all right. We should be doing that. No, I'm just kidding. But we should be involved in making sure that we're pulling the ballots together. We should be involved in our neighborhoods, in our areas, making sure that people are coming together to get their votes in. Don't you think that's right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I told you earlier, you need to be promoting or you need to be supporting those shows you like. You know, many of you guys in my chat room or that write me emails or whatever, you need to be reaching out to other people, telling them about the show, how to come across the show, how to sign up to get information about the show. You need to be doing that as well. So with all this stuff going on, we're going to need to get active. We're going to need to get busy in our neighborhoods. That doesn't mean that you have to be out walking to 200 or 300 homes in your area, your precinct, or however it works out in your particular area. But you do need to be engaged. You do need to be involved. I mean, before you sit back and you're one of those people at a party or one of those events and you go, what happened? Before you say that, you need to stop and think, what did you do? Where did you get involved? Who did you help? How did you help that person? You know, I mean, you go through it in your mind. Say, was there something I could have done that would have been better, would have been easier, would have made life better? Would have made sure my candidate got elected? You have to work it. And the people I see that work their election, honestly work their elections, they get reelected. They get elected to begin with, but then they get reelected. People lose. Candidates lose because they just won't do the work. They lose because they get burned out. Because many people say, yeah, I support you, I'm there for you, I'll work for you. Don't. So this fight needs to start now. I know it's a long way to go, but the Democrats are in this for the long game. Republicans tend not to be. So give it some thought. Who are you going to support? Who's running for office in your area? If the person running for office is your cousin, you don't have to vote for them. You have to vote for the right person. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.